For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
But it is safe to say that support is mounting for the Irish women's football team, and with hopes of securing a spot in the Euro 2025, the girls in green need our continued support. Now that the games are more prominent on our TV screens and stadiums are gaining more fans in the seats, it's clear that perceptions of women's football is changing. Here to discuss, we have former player Maeve de Burke and Daniel Lambert, Chief Operating Officer of Bohemians FC. Well, you're both very welcome.
Thanks very much.
Maeve, I'll start with you. Do you feel that from when you were playing, things are changing?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's very clear. There's such a big difference. When I started off, was the first club I joined would have been Saltoe, Devon and Galway when they started the girls section in 2000, and they were the only girls club in Galway at the time. And then 23 years later, in 2023, last year, there was actually 23 clubs in Galway for girls. So yeah, it's definitely changing, I think, from grassroots right up to the national team.
And I do think it's important that we talk about grassroots, because now as a parent myself, you know, my daughter plays football, my son plays football, but it was not really something that was on my radar as a kid. I don't think there was a local girls team. And I think it has to start there, doesn't it, before you can obviously have a national team.
Definitely, yeah. It's the foundation, really, of any sport is how it's, you know, the participation levels at grassroots level, and, you know, the higher participation will then, you know, in turn at the more elite levels of the game, like, add to the success. But definitely just having the right kind of facilities in place, and even the coaches, volunteers are so important at grassroots level, and they're, you know, increasing all the time and improving. There's pathways there that the FAI are providing for players, you know, to encourage that increased participation, particularly amongst girls. And then also they've a lot of coaching pathways too, to increase the kind of level and the standards of coaching, which is important at that level.
You think Stephanie Roach being up for the Ballon d'Or did a lot for women's sport, because everybody sat up and paid attention to that.
Yeah, definitely. When she was nominated, you know, for the Puskas Award, it really it shone a light, I think, for the first time on women's football. A lot of people, you know, prior to that hadn't really heard of the national team or that, you know, it's probably going on 10, 11 years now at this stage. And that was definitely the catalyst, I think, to really kind of spark the public interest a bit when she was up, you know, with the global stars like Ronaldo and Messi, and that it really kind of, I suppose, put it into the minds of people who maybe wouldn't have really taken interest in women's sport before that. But I suppose it's all, you know, it's cultural and kind of societal changes that need to take place too. You know, we are, football is traditionally, you know, deemed to be a men's game, I suppose, or a boys' game. And now I think we are moving towards the fact that it's really normal and mainstream just to see girls as well as boys playing down in a local club.
Yeah, you just want football fans, not, you know, separating exactly the genders at all. I really started to take notice, Maeve, when the women's football team had to speak out about not receiving the same sort of support as the male team. And I think that was a really pivotal turning point as well, because you could see the inequality and the unfairness there.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. It was really a pivotal moment, and this was, you know, many sports now, we are luckily moving towards that gender equality, and, you know, also I suppose that the increased media coverage too, you know, more public interest within it, even through social media and mainstream media too. And of course, with the TV, the likes of RT are showing so many more international games. They showed the 64 games from the Women's World Cup last year, and they're going to show all of the games from the Euros next summer, which hopefully Ireland will qualify for. And then you have the likes of TG Carr too, are showing a lot of the Women's Premier Division, the domestic league games on Saturday nights as well. So it's definitely moving in the right direction.
I went to an event, it was actually a News Talk event, before the women's team headed off to the World Cup. And at it, not only did they have some of the stars of the current team, but they had former players up on stage. And to hear them tell their stories of decades before, where you got yourself to the match, you got yourself home, you know, many women played pregnant. You know, nobody would see some of the incredible goals that they would score because there weren't cameras there. You really realise how far we've come when it comes to something like that.
Definitely, yeah, huge changes, you know, have come into play and like that. You know, there was role models, the likes of those foreign players were always there. It's just the fact that they weren't visible. And I think that's the important thing, is that how visible now the role models are for the young girls coming through. And like that, it's just the increased, you know, media coverage does cover that. And I suppose that came initially as well from the 20 by 20 campaign, which it was implemented in 2020. It was the aim was to increase the attendance, participation, and the coverage of media of women's sport in general by 20%. So definitely there's been lots of kind of drivers of the success and drivers to try move the game forward and just to make it more mainstream, and then just to make it appeal to the wider audience, not just the kind of niche audience that would have been there in the past.
Yeah, I love that campaign. If you can't see it, you can't be it. It did a huge amount for the support. Maeve, stay on the line there. I want to bring in Daniel Lambert, Chief Operating Officer of Bohemians Football Club. Daniel, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Claire.
Are you noticing a change in the attitudes to women's football?
Yeah, massively. And I suppose, obviously, Bohemians were most well-known for League of Ireland football, but we, unusually for a League of Ireland club, we have teams at every level. So we've a huge grassroots section and community section, and then we've our academy, which is, you know, aspiring semi or professional footballers, and then the senior teams. And at all levels, you know, a couple of years ago, we had a handful of girls' teams. We've 14 teams now. Like many other clubs, the issue isn't about the numbers of people wanting to sign up. It's facilities and pitches. We've two academy teams, and then we've the senior women's team. And you know, even just had a quick look at our attendances before coming on. Our average attendance now is up close to 700, 658. And that's up nearly 100% in two seasons. So we're seeing at every level, young girls in terms of coming to the nursery, players joining the academy teams, and then the senior women's team in Dalymount. And obviously the visibility that's given and the profile. You know, I think it was mentioned in terms of the Irish international team. While that has a great impact, and it's, you know, very welcome. I think, you know, seeing growth in terms of young girls coming into a nursery, 4, 5, and 6, and then, you know, being able to see the Bohemian senior team and other League of Ireland teams has just been a huge change, and it's happening very, very quickly, and it's really welcome.
It just flashed up on the TV screen here in studio that Shamrock Rovers are to have RTE cameras in after talks. So is that something you'd like to see at Bohemians?
Well, that's actually just Shamrock Rovers had, I think, put out that they may not allow RTE in. So we already have RTE cameras at games, as do the other clubs. Having said that, the women's senior games are actually shown by TG Carr. So we had TG Carr here on Saturday. We drew 1-1 with Shelburne on Saturday. And we had a brilliant, just a brilliant atmosphere. It was a Saturday night. And I think it's important probably to point out to people if they've been to, it's difficult to get a men's ticket for Bohemians. Thankfully, all our games are sold out and we're waiting on a stadium redevelopment. But the women's games, there are tickets available. And it's just a different atmosphere. And it's not that it's better or worse. It's just a different, it's more family friendly. A lot of people, including myself, bring their kids down. And it's a really great atmosphere. And, you know, I'd encourage people to go along and see, you know, if it's Stadium Mount Park or if it's Falkirk Park or Tallaght, go and see a League of Ireland women's game. They're just a brilliant occasion.
So does that show, though, that there's still a discrepancy, Daniel, if you can't get a ticket for the men's games, but you can for the women's? Do we still have a bit to go?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, when we talk about equality and discrepancy as well as Bohemians, and it's really thanks to our partner on women's football is Dublin Bus, and we work very closely with them, and we drew up a manifesto, I think it was a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago now, and in that manifesto, in conjunction with Dublin Bus, we drew up a list of kind of things that we want to achieve. We've thankfully achieved more or less all of them, and that included equality in terms of training facilities. So we work with DCU in terms of a high-performance training facility that's used by our men's and our women's senior team. Obviously, in terms of stadium, kit supplier, and even down to social media coverage, we have equality across all of those things. I suppose when it cuts down to crowds, that really is for the general public. You know, we can, I think, and look, I'm not certain on this, but I believe we've the highest attendance figure, average attendance figure in the league. And that's really down to the appetite of the general public. And that's why I'd encourage people to come out. There's that difference now in terms of, yeah, the attendances. But we've come from such a low base. Like we've grown at 100% in two seasons. So I think we're really on the right road here. And that's down to the quality of football. You know, the games are excellent. And when people come along, they tend to come back. So And that's the next kind of goal, I think, to build the attendances up to the level that we see at the men's games.
Good stuff. Daniel Lambert there, Chief Operating Officer of Bohemians Football Club. Maeve, kind of give the last word to you then. If we still have a way to go, we've come so far, what else needs to change, do you think?
It's hard to know. I think we're, like I said, and Daniel mentioned there, we are definitely moving in the right direction. It's not something that will happen overnight. I think it has to happen, you know, organically. We've seen other leagues in the world, even in the US, they had a professional league and it just went too fast. It ended up folding twice, whereas the Women's Premier Division in Ireland, you know, it was introduced in 2011 and it's just slowly becoming kind of semi-professional at the moment. And I think it's definitely taking the right step. And I think it's just the general public to get more involved and you know, to get out to games. And like we said, if you can't get to games there, the last few games of the season now, it's a three-way, you know, race at the top of the table in the Women's Premier Division, that the games will be on TG Cower at 7:15 on Saturday night. People can tune in as well. And yeah, I mean, hopefully as well, just that the Women's National Team will keep moving as well the right direction. If they can qualify for the Euros, I think that'll bring a lot more eyes to the game again. And we can just try to keep piggybacking on that success and just to keep increasing the attention, the media attention on it, and the interest in the game from grassroots right up to the elite level.
Brilliant. Well, Maeve de Burke, former Ireland international, and Daniel Lambert of Bohemians, thank you very much for coming on. And thanks to Cadbury, supporter and a half of the Women's National Team.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.